Welcome to Empath, conversations and intentions around meaningful marketing for soulful, sensitive, empathic entrepreneurs. Join me, the feral writer, to talk with truth and texture about creativity from the heart space, marketing with meaning and emotion. This is Empath. Hi guys, and welcome back to Empath. Today we're talking about lead magnets with meaning. I want to start by just talking a little bit about lead magnets because I've got a bit of a love-hate, well, mainly hate-hate relationship with lead magnets because the modern lead magnet is honestly just really disappointing. I think that so often I've downloaded a lead magnet from somewhere and it's been pretty and shiny, but it's got no substance and it's got no soul. And I think actually I would say this has happened more times than not. I can probably count on one hand the amount of half-decent lead magnets I've downloaded. There are literally next to none out there because I feel like everyone's just looking at the person next to them and thinking that average is okay. So when I was in copywriting, I would often turn down lead magnet jobs and sales funnel jobs. And the reason for this is because what people wanted wasn't what I was comfortable delivering. I didn't want to deliver a shallow, superficial, kind of blanket general sales funnel or lead magnet that said nothing and was just designed to get people to open it and get their email address. But it felt really wrong because the ultimate aim was to get their email address rather than to create a relationship with them. And at the end of the day, once someone's on your email list, they can unsubscribe and they will unsubscribe if your content is not good enough. So I think from day one, you need to set the standard and raise the bar and offer them valuable content, which is the number one issue with lead magnets, in my opinion. So the first thing I want to say about lead magnets is that I want you to reframe the idea of a lead magnet to being a gift. Instead of wanting something in exchange, instead of thinking, I want their email address, I want you to think about it as a genuine gift. You're giving it to your reader, to your audience, and then they can decide if they want to work with you further. Don't rely on the fact that you've got their email address, so it doesn't matter what you deliver. The email address is just the beginning. You're building a relationship with them. If you're going to get them to work with you, you've got to impress them by showing who you are and actually giving them really good value instead of just giving them something shallow and superficial because you've got their email address and that's your number one goal. And there's a lot of advice out there about how to build your email list, how to get email addresses. But people aren't really talking about the meat on the bone, how you actually create a lead magnet that has meaning and emotion and makes a difference to the person downloading it. Forget your perspective. Your perspective is, yeah, I want their email address. I want to market them all my offers. They're not going to want your offers if your lead magnet's shit. Like, they're really not going to want your offers because I am always so disappointed when I download something fluffy. And I always give the example of like decluttering guides because I've downloaded a lot of those. I download these guides and they're like, tip one, clean your wardrobe out. Tip two, work out what clothes you wear. Tip three, put the ones back that you wear. Tip four, take the others to the charity shop. And I'm like, really? Really? Like, I could have written this. And that's kind of the problem, isn't it? I shouldn't be able to write your lead magnet. I mean, obviously, I should write your lead magnet. I'm a copywriter, but I shouldn't be able to write it blind, not without the knowledge. And that's another thing. When I was doing copywriting, the few lead magnet inquiries I had literally wanted me to write their lead magnet without telling me anything because they didn't want to give away their information, even to me, the copywriter, which is absolutely hilarious. If your copywriter doesn't know you on a proper in-depth level, then they're useless to you because, you know, all I'm going to do is make it sound shiny and shallow and superficial, which is exactly the problem. Even the copywritten ones, I think, sound really poor. And that's probably why people aren't investing the time in getting to know the client, or the client's not investing the time in getting to work with the copywriter, etc. So first of all, I want to say that I hate lead magnets. I've got a real problem with them, but I do know they work when done well. In fact, I don't even like the term lead magnets. You know, let's call it a gift because it's the gift that you're giving that decides if they work with you. It determines whether or not they work with you, whether they come back to you. Anyway, I got to get on because I've got 10 tips to go and I've not started. Tip number one, make it relevant. Don't give me a lead magnet that's not related to your core offering. This should be a given, but quite often people do lead magnets that were relevant, and then 6 months or a year or 2 years later, they're not and they're still offering them. Make sure your lead magnet is relevant to what you're promoting so that there's parity between them, so that I'm downloading it, learning about a topic that I can then find out more from you and you will offer me more about. Number two, take the time to plan it. The magic is in the planning more than the creating. People spend a lot of time making these things pretty and there's a lot of style over substance. Bullet point your points out and spend time on this. Spend time on the bones, working out what's it going to say? What are my key messages? What am I actually giving that's valuable? Number three, give me gold, not pyrite. What's your good stuff? Don't be afraid to give it all away. So often people are like, well, I don't want to tell them too much because they might not work with me. That's not how it works. People will work with you if you give them good value. You can never give too much because you can still get more valuable working with someone. I give away everything that I share in Contented in bite-sized bits over a variety of platforms. If you watched 3 or 4 years of my content, my free content, you could probably piece together most of Contented. What you're not going to get is my personal advice, my personal feedback. The same with Empress. You're not going to get my personal advice, my personal feedback like you would in there. That's worth the money in the membership alone. However, I'm not afraid to share what I know. I'm not afraid to give away what I know because I know that when I do that, it's powerful for both of us. It's a gift for you. And usually those people come back to me because I give them such good value. Don't think you can give people pyrite just because it's shiny and catches their eye. And by the way, can I just say, I've got nothing against pyrite. I actually think it's a very nice crystal and very useful in certain situations. But I use it in this example because it's fool's gold. It's not real gold. It's fool's gold. If you are my daughter and you pick up a piece of pyrite, you think that's real gold. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. But we know it's not. We know that's not what real gold looks like and not what real gold feels like. But the customer knows that too. If you give them pyrite, they will know. They'll be blinded by its beauty, by its sparkle, by its brilliance. And then they'll look at it and be like, well, where's the substance behind this? And that's exactly the problem. You can have this beautiful lead magnet, but it has no substance. Give them the best value. If you've got 5 tips on decluttering, share your 5 tips. If you haven't got 5 good tips, choose another lead magnet because I don't want to hear clean out your closet and put the clothes back. Tell me something radical that is how you do things. Share part of your authentic process, your experience of what you offer. Number four, what next? Think of your lead magnet as a campaign of its own. How can you work with you more? How could a customer work with you more? How does your lead magnet inspire that? How does it set you up for that so that you're saying, let's use the decluttering expert as an example. Let's say they've done a really good lead magnet. What happens next? What can I get from you next? Like, for example, I could get your 10 tips on a capsule wardrobe ebook for $9.99 or whatever. Build that relationship with me rather than just relying on, the 3-point follow-up email system, because most people now don't fall for sales funnels. They don't. I mean, I'm saying that. It's not like sales funnels don't work, because they do, but there's a lot of people that once they've downloaded it now, unsubscribe. So what you send them has to set you up for the next stage to be really well positioned for you. Number five, give me 90% wisdom, 10% sales pitch, not the other way around. Your lead magnet is not your brochure. Like, I need to drill that home. Your lead magnet is not your brochure. It's not your sales pitch. I don't want you selling discovery call or whatever it is with me all throughout this lead magnet. I want to see the value. I want to see your wisdom. What do you know? Share what you know. Focus on giving me everything you've got and then worry about the end, working out your sales pitch. I want to know your full experience. Really give me the good stuff. Number six, less is more, but add depth and texture. Do not make your lead magnet huge. No one needs a huge lead magnet. No one needs a 20-page lead magnet or a 20-minute lead magnet or I downloaded one that was 100 pages. 100 pages. I think I made it to page 5 and it was full of sales cliches. I mean, actually, it's quite effective because it's by somebody very well known, but I mean, I've got a lot of problems with that lead magnet. It wasn't authentic to me. It was lacking integrity. Add depth and detail. So keep it short, keep it concise, but make it deep. Make it granular. Give me the tips. Don't tell me to clean out my wardrobe. Don't do that. Tell me something like, what could you say? I mean, I'm not a decluttering expert by any means, but if there is a way of rolling t-shirts up and storing them that would change my life, tell me that rather than telling me to tidy up. Like, don't tell me the basics. Tell me your way of doing things, your little system. I got a book by a decluttering expert, and it basically was like, I mean, it was pretty simple, but the formula was her formula. And it was something like, I'm making this up, by the way, but something like order, cleanse, refresh, store, or something like that. And each chapter was a different section about that. And it was her signature approach. And yeah, it was a bit basic, but it was her signature approach. And she did put things in there that were like unique to her. I recently learned from somebody that you can mix baking soda with essential oils and it would completely deodorize and refresh your carpet. That is a tip. Get the Hoover out and vacuum your carpet is not a tip. Give me something that is unique to you, that is your authentic way of doing things. Don't hold things back. Add depth. Number 7 is the gaff, the give a fuck factor. Do I give a fuck? As your customer, do I care? And am I going to actually learn something, be inspired to change something following your content? And if not, why not? Because if I care enough to give you my email address and download it, I want to care enough to read it or listen to it and implement it. So ask yourself that when you're creating it. Do I actually give a fuck about this? And will my customer as well? Number 8 is to choose a format that works for you. It doesn't have to be a download. It doesn't have to be a brochure type document or a PDF. It doesn't have to be that. That's like the number one common one. But actually, times have moved on. And I find that video lead magnets are really effective. You could do audio. You could do meditations. You could do downloads. You could do a free image selection of your photographer. It could be a variety of things. So look at different mediums and work out, like, maybe you want to do a secret podcast episode that only people that download it can get, etc. Number 9 is know who it's for. Don't market it for everyone. Know who this is for. Who are you speaking to? Who is your Claire, as we would call it in Contented? And make sure you're speaking to those people, marketing to those people, sorting it out for those people so those people see it, positioning yourself so they see it or hear it, they download it. There's no point in me. I could do some tips tomorrow on 10 tips to do your makeup. I mean, trust me, you wouldn't want these tips because a makeup artist, I am not. However, if I did that, I'd get loads of people download it, I'm sure. Probably be very disappointed, but they download it. And then what? Well, then they're not going to buy anything from me because I'm not in the makeup industry. I'm not in the beauty industry. I'm pretty far removed from that industry. And what I offer is actually something very different to that. So what's the point? What is the point of me doing that and then not being able to actually follow it through with anything of any value to them? So really consider who you're speaking to when you're creating it and don't try and create for everyone. And then last of all, consider different lead magnets for different offerings. I mean, this is a bit advanced because at the end of the day, start with one. Like, I'd rather you did one well than did 10 crap. However, if you are, let's say, like me, and I don't have this, but if you have a course on journaling, a course on copywriting, a course on soulful marketing, etc., etc., you could do different lead magnets for each one and keep them tailored. Because people who are interested in journaling aren't always interested in copywriting. And people who are interested in marketing aren't always interested in manifestation, etc., etc. So if you offer different things, consider doing different lead magnets for each one. And then the last thing I want to say, I've done 10 points, but I'm just going to do a 10 and a half, is make it distinctive. Make it authentic to you and show your difference. Please don't sound like everybody else. Please don't look like everybody else, because I feel like I download the same lead magnet most weeks by the same people on repeat. I don't know if people are using a template or maybe they're asking AI to do it. I mean, as a side note, a friend of mine recently had some people go for a marketing job with her, and she gave them a task to come to the interview with a marketing plan written for the next week. And like 5 of them turned up with the same marketing plan because they used AI. I have no words. This is the problem with AI. It takes away integrity and it takes away inspiration, ideas and imagination. So don't do that. Please don't use AI to create your lead magnet. Please don't copy someone else's template. I keep seeing all these swipe files and cheat sheets and they send me over the edge. Who wants a cheat sheet? Who wants a swipe file? Who wants a done-for-you lead magnet? It's not your lead magnet. It's bullshit. You're taking it from somebody else, passing it off as your own, and then wondering why you're not getting the right clients. And the answer is you didn't roll up your sleeves and create it yourself. It's not that hard to create a lead magnet. It's not that hard. Just show you. Be you. Define your difference and keep it distinctive and show what you know. And if you know about essential oils and baking soda and how you use them to make your carpet clean, tell people because that's powerful. Don't steal from someone else because it is a surefire way to lose your customer. We can feel as the audience, as the reader, when something isn't true. We can feel when something isn't authentic. So absolutely keep that lead magnet grounded. Keep it true to you. Keep it real. We always finish each episode with an invitation to set an intention. So today I'm asking you to think about whether or not you actually want or need a lead magnet, how powerful it would be for you, and whether or not you want to create it in what format, in video, in audio. Perhaps you have a beautiful voice and you could do a meditation as a download. Perhaps you could access, you could sell a workshop as your download that you haven't used for 5 years, but it's really powerful. So that's the other thing. You don't always have to do extra work. You might have something already that you can use or refocus. So maybe take some time now to think about whether or not a lead magnet is for you and whether you would like to offer this to your customers. And if so, take some time to mind map that out and write down how that would look. And remember, guys, whatever you do, all you've got to be is true. Thank you for listening to Empath, the podcast for meaningful marketing for soulful creatives. If you want more from me, head to my website, jesscollins.co.uk, and check out my membership community, Empress, where you will find a community of heart-centered creatives, the Empress Practice, my signature 7 chapters of soulful marketing, and weekly live sessions, from soul goal setting to journaling and personal access to me. The doors are currently open. Be sure to message me on Instagram at @TheFerralWriter to let me know how you found this episode. Take care. And I'll be back next week.